Hello and welcome. In this video, I will show you a basic overview of how the Access Governance Model works. From the IAM Studio, I can manage the Access Governance Model. Here we have both the model and the toolbox. This is the high-level authorization pyramid. The top is the starting point for the organization. When I click Process Model, I can see that I have 500 employees. The organization currently has two types of employees, internal and external. Using filters, I can differentiate between these two types to empower employees with roles, applications, or permission sets to different OUs. This structure is completely customizable. I can create an organization structure I like. Using Adobe Photoshop as an example for a permission role, I would like to assign this to a group of employees in the organization. I will want to start by adding this role to the authorization model by connecting it to the top level of the organization. After adding this role to this level and clicking Process Model, the result is 500 employees in the organization are granted access to Adobe Photoshop. From a cost and licensing perspective, this exceeds the expected usage of the role and will need to have additional filtering. I can do this by moving the role to a lower level in the model, in this case, the sales and marketing department. By choosing Process Model, you can see that I've reduced the access from 500 to 25 employees. I can audit the permissions by selecting the number and evaluating the names of who will get access. By default, the role will be assigned automatically to these employees. Alternatively, I can make the role requestable by editing the link on this role and unchecking automatic. Workflow types are then used to set the approval criteria. The options include automatic upon request, approved by an employee's manager, the resource owner, or by both. By utilizing the automatic and requestable features in the authorization model, an organization can establish greater control over their access management. The result of this provides enhanced security and a potential reduction in licensing costs. This concludes our quick basic overview of IAM Access Governance. Thank you for your time and attention. Have a wonderful day.